your tube of protective white light. Just focus a moment on your breathing as you take several deep cleansing breaths. Just focus now on relaxing and letting go and letting the outside world drift away for a bit. Just focus on centering within yourself as you take a deep breath now, breathing in the light. And exhale out any tension, stress, negativity of any kind. Just let that go out gently with the exhalation of your breath. Take another deep breath now, breathing in the light. And exhale out the darkness. One more time, breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Now put your attention in your etheric body and become aware of the 9 chakra centers that have become awakened and reawakened, all of you. And pay particular attention to the alignment of the chakras, your spinal cord.
Get your phone!
And also pay attention to the intensity of the color of each of the chakra as we move up the ladder of consciousness. Starting from your earth star chakra just below your feet, see that is a deep earth brown color. Brown, dark brown, representing the earth, representing the connection to the earth. In a sense, your grounding point to the earth. And then moving up to the root chakra, bright, brilliant, ruby red color. To the next orange, brilliant, bright orange. To the solar plexus area, bright, brilliant, bright yellow as the sun. Picture a sun. To the heart center, deep blue-green. Visualize a beautiful deep blue-green forest. To the high heart center, magenta. To the throat area, sky blue. Picture a beautiful, bright, brilliant blue sky. The third eye, middle of the forehead, purple or indigo. Visualize a night sky. To the crown chakra at the top of the head, gold or violet or silver. And then the soul star chakra just above your head, pure, brilliant white. Now visualize the violet flame all around your physical body, your astral body, and your etheric body. And that violet flame burning, and into that burning, into that flame, see all of the programming. Just watch as the programming, you can see it as words or however you could visualize this, but see the programming coming into that violet flame and being purged, being burned up, completely taken out of existence, out of your reality, and see that kind of the train of thoughts, you might say, all of these, the programming, not only from this lifetime, but from lifetimes previous, just coming in, a steady stream of programming, turned up. And then from the other side, once those are all burned up, then see new programming coming in from outside. In other words, from your higher God self coming down into your physical, astral, and etheric bodies, coming into your new reality consciousness. So the old purging out, the new coming in. See that as a steady stream, old coming in and burning up, and the new coming down from your higher God self, down in, becoming your new reality. Now allow all of the chakras, all of the nine chakras to merge together, the eight lower chakras to merge together into the soul star chakra. Feel the vibration increasing more and more as your conscious knowing self moves into that soul star chakra. And feel all of the merging coming in, the vibration, the high intensity. Once you are all completely merged in, know that this is your light body or your Merkaba light vehicle. And you can see that as a three-dimensional six-pointed star or any other way that you would want to visualize this. And then allow yourself to begin to move up and away, your astral and etheric body moving up in your light body, leaving your physical body behind, rising up to the roof of the building, up into the sky, higher and higher, until you pass the Earth's atmosphere, become aware of the planets and the millions of ships, and feel and know the consciousness, the oneness, the unity consciousness that is out here. Once you are free of the miasma of the earth, the collective consciousness of the earth, which has been increasing, certainly, but is still somewhat lowered, certainly from that of the consciousness receiving from the beings in all of their ships out here. As you look back down at the earth, see the violet flame now expanding and growing, connecting to all of the other violet flames throughout the planet, all of the light workers and warriors, where their particular violet flame is expanding, is growing, and connecting one to the other, until the entire world is encompassed by the violet flame, engulfed by the violet flame. And the violet flame now, just as your violet flame purged out all your personal programming, now see the earth violet flame purging out all of the collective consciousness programming and being replaced, just as you did, being replaced by the new programming, the new reality, the new consciousness that is coming into this world and connecting with the collective consciousness of this planet, both the collective consciousness of the people, humanity, as well as the animals, the plants, the minerals, and Gaia herself, all connecting as one together. And now imagine, image in, visualize, what that would be like if there was complete unity consciousness throughout the planet, if the ascension has happened, and you are now in a fifth dimensional and beyond expression, never to fall back again to that third dimensional illusion, unless, of course, you decide to do so. But see all in unity consciousness, oneness, throughout the planet, all connecting together, all brothers and sisters in the light, in the love. Love consciousness spreading throughout the planet. Love consciousness being the planet. And all life forms on it, as well as within it. For a moment, see the resulting changes that would come as a result of this. How people would interact with each other. How people would interact with the animals, the plants. What life would and will be like. Know that as you are doing this, this is your creation. You are creating the new world. You are creating the new golden age, not only of America, but the new golden age of Gaia, of the world. Feel within your heart now what that is like to be connected with all. All within the one and the one within the all. Allow yourselves now to begin to find your way back to your physical form. But as you come back to your physical form, bring that connectedness, that oneness, that unity consciousness, that high vibration. Literally, as you come back into your physical form, come back in with that high vibration. And feel as you come back in the vibration throughout your body. And knowing that you are now, at this moment, right now, your vibration is high. Your consciousness is high. And come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. I am Saint Germain, and I come to be with you at this time in these indeed continuing changing times. But what times are these? What changing times are these? You are right in the midst now of the beginning, as your discussion earlier, of the new golden age. Again, but not only of America, but of the entire world, the entire planet is going through a metamorphosis, if you will, a transition. And you are right in the middle of that now. But also know that, as we have said many times, you are the catalyst, you, the light workers and warriors, the light beings that are here on the earth to move this entire process forward, this entire ascension process forward. But before that can happen, before the ascension can take full swing, you first have to crumble the old illusion. The illusion must fall. And the illusion, my friends, my brothers and sisters, the illusion is falling fast now. You are beginning to witness the advent of the changes coming in, the advent of the new disclosure of revealing everywhere. Starting here, yes, in this United States for America, the beginning of the new republic. And this is the beginning of the new republic. And your president, the one, President Trump, knows about the republic. He knows he is the catalyst for this. but he also knows that it is not just for America. Even though he says, make America great again, it is not only that. He knows it is a bigger responsibility, a larger responsibility that he has in front of him, not only to make America great again, but to make the earth great again, to make the world great again, to make everything come together as it needs to, as it was meant to. As you are the ones, you are the ones throughout the galaxy that have come here to be a part of this and to move this expression forward. But not only, again, of the expression here on this planet, but the expression throughout the solar system and the galaxy. Yeah. The ascension of the entire galaxy is in beginning process now because of what you are doing here on this planet, what you came here to do. So allow the process to continue to play out. And yes, do not succumb to fear. Do not succumb to any of the control that those that have been in charge in the past but are no longer, but those that hang on and will continue to hang on with their dying breaths, they will continue to attempt to hold on to control of the planet, control of humanity. But they have lost, and they know it. They, at the deepest levels of their being, they know they have lost. But they will continue to cry out, to hold on as much as they can. But alas, they have failed. And the plan, the great universal plan, is certainly in works right now. Certainly, it is in the entire flux of a being right now to move forward into the next stage, the next phase, if you will. Some have called it the second phase, and that is what you are approaching right now, that second phase. So be ready, but not in fear. Do not allow those that attempt to hold on, attempt to spread fear, do not allow that to come into you. Know that the illusion is fading, and your new reality that you have come here to create and are in process of continuing to create is now becoming the new reality. I am Saint Germain, and I leave you now in peace and love and oneness. And that you continue to move forward, and continue to create the new republic of this United States for America and the world at large. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om. Om. Greetings to you. One is here. Shoshana is here. And we are ready to have you ask your questions if you have them.
Yes, I have a question.
Yes.
I have a friend who just had a baby, and she's wondering about all the vaccines she's supposed to give her new baby. And she and I are also in the belief that, you know, the baby just came fresh from God, and you know, the natural immune system is very strong, I would think. And she doesn't really want to, you know, she's heard a lot of horror stories about the vaccines. And does the baby, in your estimation, really need vaccines? What would you say?
What we will tell you is, it is a personal choice. But knowing what you know now, knowing what she seems to know now as well, and more are beginning to understand this, that it is best to go without those vaccines as much as possible here. We cannot tell you what to do, but we can tell you that the natural way, the way of allowing for the immune system to be completely in control and not modified or in any way incapacitated, such as the vaccines tend to do. So we will tell you that the new world, the new golden age, will be bereft of the vaccines. They will no longer be needed or wanted or even thought of in the times not too far off in the future as we find it. So take that for what you will here. And perhaps Shoshana has something more direct she can give here.
We will share here, dear brother. May we share?
Oh, yes, of course. Thank you.
Dear brother, we would ask that you and your friend, if possible, do a little research on the immunity of the newborn, which is non-existent. A newborn child has no immunity. They do not have a way to create antibodies in their system because their immune system has not developed yet. The normal and natural course that nature takes to build the immunity of a human is through the mother, you see. The mother must build the child's immunity through the breast milk. Now, that is so important, you see, that the mother in every way attempts to feed the child from her own milk, as that contains the natural immunity that the child requires. Now, there is so many falsehoods here about vaccinations. They are not necessary, period. A newborn child cannot withstand, truly, a vaccination. It inhibits their growth. It inhibits their health. It inhibits their ability to receive the mother's immunity, you see. So research is important here. And we will tell you that every doctor knows this, that there is no immunity in a newborn child and that it must receive its immunity from its mother. Every doctor knows this, but they ignore it because the pharmaceutical industry has sway over them, you see. So you must be independent here. She must be independent here. And we feel for her as the programming is deep and long regarding this crazy idea that a newborn must be immunized in some way. That is not correct. We hope we have helped. Namaste.
You have. Thank you.
Would there be other questions here?
I have a question.
Yes.
We were speaking during our discussion about points, geographic points on the planet, such as Mount Shasta and Hawaii. Some people said that Mount Shasta is the heart chakra. Some people said Hawaii is the heart chakra. Maybe it doesn't matter. Or the root chakra, California. Can you clarify a little bit for us if it's important for us to know which area is the heart chakra, crown chakra, and then I have a follow-up question after that.
I will tell you that the chakra system for the earth, for Gaia herself, shifts throughout the ages, and there are times when one area of the planet is one of the chakras, and another is another, and another, and so on. And then it shifts, and it moves from the heart center, which at one time was in the Himalayas, and has shifted to what you know of as the Hawaiian area, Lemuria, which was the ancient site of Lemuria and Mu, the continent of Mu. And the California area, as you are saying, which is now considered the root chakra. And that, again, though, has shifted over a period of time. We cannot go into the various shifts that have occurred, but just know that that is always in process of happening here, and will continue to do so. But for you to focus on that as something that is important, we would say not so much at this point, because it is most important for you to focus within yourself and your particular chakra centers and how they are affecting the rest of your being and your consciousness. And to allow for that focus on the chakras more and more, because they are very important. And most people on the planet have no idea of the chakra centers and how important they are. But with your Sunday calls, when we come together in this way, we have attempted as much as possible to continue to help you work with these chakra centers and build them up, make them stronger, make them more real for you, so that you can bring about the balance needed throughout your continuing journey here. That is what we will say. Shoshana, that here?
We do not.
Very good.
Okay.
We would
can I just ask one more? Yes, let me just, the quickie. The last two times I was in Sedona, Arizona last year, both times within 6 months of each other, I had a very serious fall and injured myself both times pretty badly. And I'm wondering if there are certain areas, vortexes, portals of certain geographic locations that may not be in alignment for an individual soul, because the last two times I was there, I was incredibly injured.
We will tell you that the Sedona area is a very, very high vortex of energy, and it can repel a great many who would go there and not have quite the experience they want, because it is such a high energy area. But that is not to say for everyone. That is to say, as you are asking this personal question, we would say for the time being, do not go there again for a little bit. It will change for you as your consciousness and vibrational frequency within you continues to rise to match that area as you go to it. That is all we can say on this at this point. Shoshana, do you have anything you add?
We find that we have given our perspective on this, so we do not add here.
Very good. Would there be other questions?
Thank you. I have one.
Yes.
As for the fires in Los Angeles, I'm just wondering if they are a decoy to take our perception away from something else that is building that nobody really knows about yet. Just wondering about any information about those fires.
We will tell you that there is always the game plan that those of the forces of darkness have run for quite some time, many thousands of years here, since the times of Atlantis. And that game plan continues on. Yes, misdirection, changing the focus of people from one thing that is occurring so that they don't see the other part that is happening. But we will say that those particular fires there are by the cabal, the deep state, if you will, in order to bring about chaos as much as possible. But their plan has been misdirected themselves, to themselves, because there has been great revealing that is occurring as a result of this. And what they had thought would happen is exactly the opposite of what is happening. And now, because of the President Trump, and we use that term, the one, purposely here, that one that has come onto the scene now and is foiling their plans in every which way possible here. and will continue to do so, not in, only in this area, but in other areas throughout the United States as well as throughout the world. He is, again, the catalyst, the one to bring all of this together, and is in the process of doing so. Shoshana, do you have anything
more? Well, we cannot truly add to your answer, but we will ask this one, dear brother, if we may. What is your concern here?
Oh, I'm just trying to be aware of things that are happening and going to happen, and just trying to be prepared and help other people if I can.
Well, dear brother, we will say that as of this moment, you are in good hands. The White Hats are responding to all of this and these chess moves that are being done. And it is, as one who serves has given, it is working against them. We would say for you that anyone that you come across in your journey that requires your help and that your heart is open to this, that you offer help. Regardless, you see, and it is not on a macro level, this is on a micro level, you see, because you are on a path, you are on a journey, and you will find that individuals that cross your path along your journey that require your assistance will just show up. They will come into your sphere of influence without you reaching out, you see. This is always the way it is. You will find that your heart is the responder when it comes to who to help and who not to help, and that this will happen organically and naturally. Namaste.
Very good. Would there be any other questions here before we release channel?
Yes, I have a question.
Yes.
This just kind of came to me, so I'm going to go ahead and ask it. Out of the blue. What is, I feel like everybody is kind of moving into the next phase, both micro and macro across the planet, as we go through what I call a pretty accelerated metamorphosis and transition at this point. And it's happening pretty quickly, which is awesome. And I think it'll speed up even more. But the question is, what is the next phase mission for this group? We're system busters, and we've done a lot. I think we've come a far way, and I have a part two of this question. What is the next level mission for Ancient Awakenings? How does this group play into this massive awakening? And more from a, I'm asking that more from a future next level perspective. Part two of that question is, it's been many years that we talked about, you know, James was very into this at some point, pursuing the records that were, you know, have been kept back. I feel like we're starting to get closer to a vibration where those could come forward. Is this group involved in recovering those records in any way, shape, or form? And is that more of a post-ascension event?
We will answer the second question here, and then, as you have said, the post-ascension. The entire journey, and that is what it was a journey to begin to discover, not the records themselves, but finding within yourself those particular records, the understanding more and more of who you are, what you are here to do, why you are here, and to understand moving forward your mission as you are in it right now. This is the mission you are in right now. This is where you need to be right now. But as things continue to develop, continue, the changes continue to move forward, the revealings come forward, there will be a continuing metamorphosis of this particular group as well. just as it has been over the years here. Look from the beginning of this group, those that were there in the beginning, and look at it now, and the different types of questions that you ask, the different discussions that you have. It has all moved through a transition, we will say, as we have continued to attempt to bring the training to you, the training of the ancient mysteries and how you can work with those ancient mysteries to develop, continue to develop your own interpersonal self and to bring you closer and closer to your higher God self and that connection once again. That is how we will answer that. Shoshana, do you have anything you have here?
Dear brother, may we add a perspective here for you?
100%, absolutely.
Dear brother, it has been mentioned over the years that there an expansion must take place. Mm-hmm. We as a group are advanced. We are advanced in our understanding. We are advanced in our knowledge. We are advanced in the human condition. We are advanced idea of ascension. We are advanced. How many would you say are in this group? And how can we expand this group? It has been mentioned very often, the 12 of 12, you see, the 12 tables of the 12. There must be a movement here within the group to expand it, to take on more leadership, to expand within the group, you see, that some may identify themselves as a leader and begin to create their own groups, you see, and that it would culminate. The groups would culminate on a call or a conference in some way on a weekly basis. But truly, the mission has always been to expand the group, but it must come from within the current members of this group to take that on. Does that make sense to you, dear brother?
Well, I'm actually in that process, so yes, it makes 100% sense to me.
We knew that.
I know. That's why you said it that way. But yes. That is a beautiful answer, and thank you so much.
Yes, namaste, dear brother.
Thank you, President. We need to release channel here. Shoshana, you have a parting message here.
Well, we would just say watch the fireworks, literally. Because the world is expanding quickly in knowledge and understanding and consciousness. Namaste.
And we will add here that, as you have heard quite a bit previously about the dominoes falling, we will say that they have now indeed begun to fall and will continue to do so and gain more and more and more momentum as the weeks and months move through here. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.